As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
As we all know, every car comes with its share of horror stories. Like that one time I picked up my car from the valet after the club and there was a huge dent on the side of my car.
I remember.
This is a true story, guys. Yep. Well, you can't put a price tag on your stories. Now with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell or trade in.
Just go to TrueCar. Simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions, navigation and moonroof. Watch as they bump up your value. High mileage? You already knew it was going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings your wallet, so you can plan ahead. Once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in.
So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today.
From Podcast One and the Lady Gang, are you ready for a relatable, unapologetic take on life? This is the Ladies Like Us podcast with Nazanin Mandy and Nadia Mohan.
Welcome back to Ladies Like Us. I'm Nazanin Mandy.
And I'm Nadia Mohan.
And before we get started today, I actually have kind of a terrifying story to tell you about.
Oh, you saved it.
I did. I saved it.
Oh, I like this.
So last night, Miguel and I, we went out. We went to the Nice Guy. Uh-huh. And we got back probably like 2:30. And we were, you know, hanging out in the house.
Doing things.
You know, talking. Uh-huh. And it was
talking with our body.
And I got hungry.
Of course. Duh.
And he was so sweet. He made me scrambled eggs.
At night?
Yeah. He made me. I love breakfast in the middle of the night. Love it.
That's true.
So he made me my eggs. We sat downstairs. We were talking. And then, you know, we went back up to bed like normal. Uh-huh. We wake up this morning and we slept in. Like, we woke up at 9. That's like, that's where you slept in. Okay.
That's my, like, all right, Nadia.
She's like,
you woke up early today.
I'm going to take on the day.
Yeah. Good job.
So we woke up at like 9:30 and actually Drew woke us up.
Okay.
And for those of you, let me just fill you in.
Who the hell's Drew?
Yes. So Drew is Miguel's right-hand man.
Yeah.
He has been with him ever since he started. He goes with him on the road. He anything Miguel needs, like, Drew is there and has always been there. Everybody loves Drew. Mm-hmm.
Except for me.
Oh, except for Nadia.
He knows.
He loves her ass, though. I'm just going to say that.
Let's not go there.
Anyways, so he walks in the house. Uh-huh. He heads to the kitchen.
Of course.
And he goes, why is the burner still on?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Good job, Miguel.
I guess.
Wow.
Miguel left the stove on all night.
Wow. Hot gas in your house all night.
All night.
That's scary. That's scary.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, that's bad. Did it smell?
I mean, I didn't go downstairs till about an hour later because I stayed upstairs, washed up, did all my stuff.
I think it's not too bad though, right? Is it bad?
I don't know. But by the time we were done eating and went to bed, it was probably like 4:35. Mm-hmm. And then Drew walked in about 9:30. That's 4.5 hours with the stove on.
That's a long time.
Yeah. That can never happen again.
I've probably done that.
I'm like, I'll make the eggs next time.
You're banned from making the late night snacks.
Yes,
Miguel.
You cannot. He cannot be faded and cooked.
No,
there's just no way.
That's hilarious.
This is why I do it.
That stove always has problems.
I know. Oh,
remember when the knob came off?
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was hilarious.
And then Vanity. So Vanity is one of my cats. She knows how to turn on the stove.
Great. Maybe she turned it on.
Yeah, possibly. She might have turned
it
on.
She's like, I'm going to heat up this cat food.
Oh my God. Yeah, maybe.
She's sauteing it.
Oh my God. Yeah, so that's my terrifying story because if Drew didn't come over.
Yeah.
Who knows how long that would have been on? Like,
well,
it's
you guys
just...
wouldn't sleep in that much later.
No, probably no, probably not. Yeah. But I don't ever want to do that again.
Yeah, no, that's scary.
No.
Don't light a match.
Nope, definitely not. Yeah, so that's that.
Okay, well, is that your blow, or should we do a whole?
No,
okay, got
No. So I'll start with my blow.
Okay, let's do the blow.
Oh, that blows. That blows.
This isn't very blowy. This isn't like the worst blow you could have.
Blowy.
Yeah. But.
Baby blow.
It was a baby blow because it was a reminder of how pretentious LA is.
Ah.
Okay. And you always know this, especially being from here. You just know what it is. And being in the industry, you know.
You see it.
You see it all the time, all day. Mm-hmm. You see it online. You see it in person. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. And you take it for what it is and you leave it alone. I leave it alone anyways. But I went to a friend's birthday party last night and I love her and it wasn't her or like anybody super close to her.
Right.
But being at that party and just, you know, I observe people.
Right.
And just sitting back and like, you know, just having a drink and Miguel, same thing. Mm-hmm. We were just watching people and the way people move and maneuver and, you know, push their way through crowds just to get next to a person.
Oh, God. Don't even get me started.
And treat people like they are below them.
Yeah.
Blows my mind.
Yeah.
It blows
sick.
My mind.
I hate that shit.
You know,
I hate that
they
shit.
Think it's cool to be unkind and it's the complete opposite. It's cool to be kind. It's cool to be a good person.
Absolutely.
I hate that shit. And it was just so ugly to watch. It was a lot. It was a lot to take
you
in.
You saw social climbing. Like,
oh, yeah.
In full form.
Full
That's
effect.
Complete social climbing. That's all that is.
And it was like, it was hectic social climbing.
Yeah.
That's that. They should have played that in the club last night. It was bad. It was really, really bad.
No.
And when dealing with those people, and it's always the people that have no merit. First of all, no one should ever treat anybody badly.
Of course not. Right.
But there's nothing behind what they're doing.
Yeah.
Exactly. There's no substance. So it's like people with a lot of followers online.
Yeah.
And nothing to back it up. And you're treating people like shit. And
exactly.
It's just, why? For what?
It's that combination of being insecure because you don't have anything to back it up.
Nothing to offer.
But then the sense of entitlement. Mm-hmm. That they get because they have all these followers.
Right.
And it's like, I'm hot shit. I got all these followers. You don't mean shit to me. Like, they're just constantly trying to one-up each other and level up. And they're trying to get to the people at the very top, whoever that is, the Kardashians or whoever it is. They're trying to get as close as they can to these people.
Oh, no.
And it's just like the motive behind it is snaky. It's not a good side of society.
No, it's not. Yeah. And that insecurity is only going to get worse.
Yeah.
Because the industry is constantly changing.
Yeah.
Right? And Instagram's not going to last forever, guys. Wow. This is, you know.
I used to always say that. But now I'm like, is Instagram going to last forever?
But also, like, we're not going to be young forever either.
Yeah.
So the
yeah.
image changes.
Yes.
Everything changes. And there's always somebody younger and hotter and better, whatever
and
the hell.
Fads.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
The trends change.
Exactly.
So that means the popularity changes and what is cool changes.
Right.
So you're not going to be at the top forever. You know.
Will the fat asses be in forever?
I think fat ass will be in forever.
Yeah. It's
but
fat
will
ass.
Manufactured fat ass be in forever? I don't know. I don't know. And look, to each their own. You want to buy a fat ass? Buy a fat ass. I don't care. But do it for the right reasons. I always say that. Do it for the right reasons,
yes,
please.
Agreed. I'm just tired of seeing everybody look the same. That's all.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's my thing.
And that was another thing.
Yeah.
Being in the club last night, half the room looked the same.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's creepy, actually.
It's very creepy.
Yeah.
But in a way, it just makes you feel good, like, you
that
know,
you're an individual.
I remained myself.
Completely.
And that feels really amazing.
Yeah, it does.
And I really hope other people who are different and don't feel intimidated by that.
Right.
Please remain yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
No matter what. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not getting the same amount of attention, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
At least you can sleep at night.
We all have something different to offer.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. So, yeah, that was my blow of the week. Just being around really pretentious people. And not everybody was like that. We had a great time.
No, but
really,
you saw it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was firsthand. Like half the room was great. The other half was trying to climb to the top. Like
right.
So, yeah. But other than that, I mean, I was with Miguel. We had a great time.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you guys look like you had
fun. We had a great time. So.
Well, my blow.
Uh-oh.
So, California has been shaky lately.
Yeah.
We've been getting lots of earthquakes.
Uh-huh.
Well, not lots. Well, actually.
No. So.
There's a lot because we don't feel them all.
Exactly. Because we're a few hundred miles south of,
right.
of where it
really, right, right, right.
The root of it.
So there was an earthquake and literally my worst nightmare was created because.
This is a good story.
Where was I when the earthquake struck? I was on the porcelain throne. And I was so scared because, like, literally, that's one of my biggest fears is, like, I don't want to be on the toilet when an earthquake strikes. Like, is this the big one? And then the house falls and there's my body with, like, a toilet full
of, like,
the
feces. Toilet falls through the, were you on the top level? Were you
like,
oh, no.
Yeah, like,
oh, no.
It was so bad.
And that's how you're found?
With my pants around my ankles. No, so, okay, so then... Like, not only was there an earthquake and I'm on the toilet, I'm wearing, like, this sexy slip lingerie number, right? And so, like, in my head, I'm like, I gotta get out of here. I gotta run out of the house. And I'm like...
But I can't run out like...
No! I'm like, this is what's happening in my head. I'm like, do I stop pushing? Do I wipe? Do I have time to grab clothes? Like,
what?
Like, do I have an outfit change? Like, do I have time to grab shoes? Where's my cell phone? Like, I'm just like, all these thoughts are racing through my mind. And then it stopped and I'm like, oh, okay, thank
just
God.
Like,
and then
I didn't fall through the floor. Yeah. Shit is still in the pot. I'm good.
It was mortifying. Yeah. Literally, like...
Oh,
worst
yeah.
nightmare
no.
happened to me, but everything was fine. It was a big one.
It was a big one.
We haven't had one like that.
And then we had the second one.
Yeah.
I know.
So, but I wasn't on the toilet the second time. I was like, no.
She's like, I'm ready
I'm
to go.
Make these quick now.
It's
her
timer.
Season.
A minute. She's a minute to shit. A minute.
Less than that.
That is it.
So, yeah, that was my blow. That was scary.
That's pretty scary. Yeah. That is scary.
But, all right, so what's the good stuff?
Mm. My high of the week, which is, I'm going to start by saying, some of you know this, actually, because I've talked about it on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely know this. I love paranormal activity.
Right.
So anything.
Who doesn't?
I know. Anything that has to do with ghosts, the afterlife,
right.
Like, I'm very intrigued by it. I love psychics, mm-hmm. healers, spiritual advisors. I have one. Like, I just love stuff like that.
So you saw a ghost?
No. We have some in the house.
Right.
You know that.
Right.
But I haven't seen them lately. But I finally found the perfect cat whisperer.
Wait, what?
Yes. So I've been looking for a cat whisperer.
You are so crazy with your cats.
Yes. Finally, I've been looking, and I got it from my acting coach of all people.
What does a cat whisperer do, and what's the point of that?
Okay, so I'm bringing her in because I want to be able to properly communicate with Vanity and Munch. That's the name of my two cats.
On a deeper level.
Yes, but I also want to find out why they do the things that they do.
Okay.
My cats overall are very well behaved. Mm-hmm. Very. Like, they're so sweet. They're funny. I just, like, I love them so much.
The only thing Vanity chews cords.
Exactly.
That's the only thing.
So she's been doing things lately out of spite, and I've noticed that because haven't been home as much.
Yeah, she's pissed.
She's pissed.
Yeah.
So I want to get down to that. I want to know why she's chewing. I've noticed that even when I leave
mm-hmm.
for a few days. It's always a few days. Mm-hmm. When I come back and they don't do this anywhere else and I don't know which cat it is, there's always a small puddle of pee next to the litter box. Same place every time.
Only when you've been gone?
Only when I've been gone. They never do this.
Well, they're just mad.
I know. I know.
So what do you need a whisper to tell you?
But there's other little behavioral things, too, that they do.
Got it, got it.
That I'm like, I need to figure
this. It'd
just
be interesting to see what they say.
Yeah. And especially Munch, you know, he has his little quirks. And, like, I just want to.
Munchie is a man. He's a full-blown person. He is a man. He is hilarious.
Yeah, he's the dog.
He's a snob. He's the funniest cat, I swear.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to this. I'm actually going to film it.
Okay.
So
when is this happening?
I'm going to call her tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to set up a date.
Okay. I
got to
know
you should
about
come.
This. Does she only do cats?
I have no idea.
Hmm.
I'm going to
find that
her.
Out. Yeah.
But I just want to communicate with them. It's something I've never done.
Yeah.
It's
who knows?
I can't lose. Like, why not? They're not getting hurt. It's fun. It's interesting.
It's just money.
I'm just kidding.
Who cares?
Why not?
We'll throw it at her.
Yeah. I'm down to try it. So I'm calling
I'm
her
excited
tomorrow.
For this.
Yeah.
I want to know
it's
about
gonna
this.
It's going to be interesting to say
You're going to have to let us know what the results
yes,
of that
are. I definitely will.
All right. Well, my high is I finally went grocery shopping.
Hey.
What a simple thing. No, I have been eating out and eating like shit for weeks. Like, it has been going on for a while, and I had to stop myself and be like, this needs to end.
No.
So.
It's like once you start eating like shit.
Oh, yeah.
It keeps going. Yes.
Yeah.
It's like you're rolling and you're rolling and you're
rolling. Because I love eating shit.
I know, I do too. It's bad.
I love junk food. It's so bad.
Why do you think I work out so much?
I know.
Because I know. It's hard to deprive yourself.
Yeah.
You know? And
I know.
You're like, you could always think of an excuse. I'm traveling.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never eaten here before.
Right. There's always a reason to eat bad.
My period's coming. I can eat shitty.
Yeah.
No.
It worked out today. I deserve it.
Yeah.
This.
See, anything.
Yeah.
Anything. Every
yeah.
day. Like, you could find an excuse to eat shitty.
Yeah.
So
no.
I get it.
No. I finally went to the store, stocked up the fridge. It looks beautiful. There's greens. There's veggies. There's chicken. We've got everything covered. I've been cooking all week.
You know, and that inspires you to keep it going.
Yeah, of course.
I know.
And you feel good. You're eating good.
Yeah.
It tastes good. You're not spending a shit ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
your stomach shrinks a little bit.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
A little pooch.
Exactly.
Little
so
bit.
You're not craving as much.
No. And I'm like, ooh,
okay. I know. Even Miguel said, your face?
Yeah. I was like, really?
Her face was coming in.
I can see your face now.
Yes.
It's not smothered in fat.
I can't. He did not say that, guys.
I know. He didn't.
Oh,
it's just me adding the extra sauce. But anyways, well, that's exciting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we got a good show today. I'm excited for today. It's going to be good.
I am too.
So coming up next, we're going to be chatting with the lovely and multi-talented Jessie Millay, and we're going to be discussing if us women can really have it all.
This is going to be a good episode.
Yeah. Can you believe summer is almost over and we're already headed into the fall?
No, it's scary.
No one likes getting that end of summer cold or early fall chill. So get your health on track with vitamins and supplements courtesy of Care of.
Care of can even help you get better sleep, better energy, and manage your stress.
Ooh, you need that.
I do.
To get started, head on over to takecareof.com and take their short, fun quiz to get your personalized vitamin and supplement recommendations to ensure that you keep your health in check all year round.
Let's be honest, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what specific supplements you should take. So let Care of do the work for you. They send you your recommended supplements in convenient daily packages so you never have to worry about what and how much you should be taking.
Care of even now offers protein packs for on-the-go nutrition, which I'm always on the freaking go, or tubs for the serious gym rats out there. Plus, with vegan and vegetarian options, there's something for everyone. No more excuses.
And right now, for 25% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter Like Us. That's 25% off your first Care of order by going to takecareof.com and enter Like Us. Our guest is a singer, songwriter, entrepreneur, but most importantly, a wife and mother to a beautiful baby girl. Aww. Introducing the picture-perfect Jessie Millay.
Yay!
Wow. Thank you. What an intro.
Yes. I mean, we just needed to be honest.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Seriously, thank you. Because it's been a long time.
It's been a long time. We actually met because I interviewed you.
That's
years
right.
ago.
Was it Modemob?
Was that the yes. first time you guys met?
Yes, it was.
No way.
I hosted that thing for like a week or two.
Yeah,
and
I remember this now.
I was there too.
I interviewed you.
That's crazy.
And now look at us. And I think the last time I saw you was we had dinner at
Was it Isabel?
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. That was like 3 years ago. I think.
Well, I just got to say, when it comes to you, you've always been so warm and kind. Oh, every time I run into
you.
Because we were just talking about society right now.
Yes.
And the people out in these streets, especially yes. LA. Mm-hmm. And it's just so pretentious. And everybody, like, you meet somebody and then the next minute you see them and they act like they've never seen you before. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy to me.
I've met multiple people 5 times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or people that you're like, I know you watch my stories every
right.
day.
Yes.
Or they're just looking at you across the room.
Uh-huh.
Ew, that's
yeah, that
creepy.
Was last night.
Ew.
And I was just really? Like,
well, yeah, you get that a lot because you and Miguel, you guys are a spectacle. They want to look at you.
But do you think it's
not a bad one, a good one. They're just like, look at
maybe
them,
they're
look
intimidated. Maybe it was that.
But we got to get over this, people.
I agree.
You know, life is too short. Like, we got to move forward and just be, you know,
kind.
Personable and kind. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, what do you have to lose?
Yeah.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Like, there's more to life than our phones and Instagram.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, you could really get to know somebody genuinely mm-hmm. if you just say hello.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think people have anxiety about that now because we're all behind our phones all the time.
Right. Yeah.
And that's kind of like a nice safety net. And now I think people are getting weird in person.
Yeah. They're it's losing like, the interaction. They forget how to do it.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I think that also comes with a lot of people battle social anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, it's when you're used to the filters and like you were mm-hmm. saying, you know, being behind mm-hmm. your phone. Being out in public with people, mm-hmm. it's kind of jarring.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, I'm not used to this anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So now I have this social anxiety. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to act. And I have these feelings inside and my mind's racing and all I could do is stare at somebody. So we got to learn to control that and get over it.
And Agreed. Social media only exacerbates
yes.
it.
I agree.
Like, it just makes it worse.
Yeah, absolutely.
But enough of the social media bashing because...
right, because... Wait, I just want to say
this. It's not all bad.
No, it's not all bad.
For like... Speaking of,
I actually really love social media. Yeah. It's a great platform to, you know, put out positivity. And when you are yourself, it's really golden. So use it for good, please.
Absolutely.
That's all I got to say.
Sorry, go.
No,
I was going to say that's something I appreciate about both of you guys because you do.
Thank you.
I feel like you make that choice daily to like just put out positivity.
You have to.
Not bash other girls. You know, you lift each other up constantly, and I think that's just such a great example for women.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why would we not? It's just, there's enough bashing that happens, so we need to offset it with uplifting each other, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, anytime I see something that resonates with me, I'm like, I gotta post that, because who knows who needs to see that,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
It's just, it's important.
I think your last post, actually, I was like,
yeah, you did. You're like, yes.
I need to read it.
It was a good one.
Yeah, it was a good one. Okay,
I'm saving that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
So you started singing and dancing at the age of 2.
This is true.
So you've been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, and your daughter's how old?
She's a year and a half.
Oh.
So basically right there.
Yeah.
You know what? I just looked into dance classes for her for the first time. And she's actually old enough to start. And I think I'm going to take her.
You
just
should.
Just see what she rhythm. Likes and dabbles in. Yeah.
Yeah.
She has
exactly.
to have rhythm.
Look at her mom. I know.
And your husband's from where?
My husband's from Miami. He's Dominican, Puerto Rican, Cuban.
Oh, he's got rhythm, too.
He's got
the hips.
Rhythm in the bones.
Okay.
He puts me to shame.
Exactly.
He actually taught me to salsa dance.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's dope. That's really dope.
Yeah.
So I also read that by the age of 8, you were touring the world with Kid Power and Rock Theater. What is Kid Power, first of all? Because we asked each other, we're like, do we know what Kid Power is? What is
That's
Kid Power?
That's so funny. It was this kids performing group, but we took it really seriously. And our choreographer was this woman named Maureen. She was a slave driver. I'm just going to.
Oh, no.
She was. But it was great training. And yeah, we went on tour.
Where did you tour?
Disney World. Oh. So it was like a kid's dream. Disney World, big red boat.
That is incredible. Yeah.
It was a dream.
Dream, yeah.
But we had to pay our way to get there. So,
oh, damn.
Yeah, I know. They like didn't cover costs.
So did you do like fundraising?
Yes.
I would assume.
Yes. So I had to literally sell like 4,000 See's candy bars to pay for my trip.
4,000?
4,000.
So did you go door to door? Did you do it at school?
Did it all. Okay. School, door to door, stood outside movie theaters, street corners. Like that was the first time I learned to hustle.
I was just going to say that. Like the beginning of her hustling.
Yes. No, literally, I love that experience because it taught me the value of every single penny and like
right.
literally what it took.
And I'm sure discipline.
And discipline.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually a beautiful
it
lesson.
Is. It is.
It was.
Maybe and that's how long... what they were trying to do.
Maybe.
That was
maybe.
The goal.
How long were you doing it?
Kid Power, that was for a few years, like 2 or 3 years. And then I was in another kids performing group called Rock Theater. Mm-hmm. That was also such a good experience. That's when I really started learning how to like sing and dance and put my own show together. Mm-hmm. Whereas like with Kid Power, it was more dance based. So yeah, it was just another amazing experience. And from there, I met another girl named Angel, and we became a girl band with three other girls.
Mm-hmm. And that was called No Secrets.
It was called No Secrets.
You know, I remember this group.
What?
Yeah,
yeah,
I remember.
No.
Yes, because I was all into like girl groups. Yeah. When I was younger, because you know, I grew up singing and dancing too. So I was all into the girl groups and who was next, who was mm-hmm. coming up.
Yes.
Yeah, I totally.
Oh
so
my gosh,
you guys
so
were signed
funny.
To Jive, right?
We were signed to Jive.
Did you guys
Records.
Ever tour?
Yeah,
you
we
did.
We toured off and on for a few years, actually.
Wow.
And so we were 14 going on 24, and we thought we were so sexy, and we thought we were so grown up. Yes. So we did, like, we made our own, like, demo songs and demo music videos, you know, and we thought we were going to be, like, this super sexy, like, Destiny's Child type of group, you know, and then they signed us, and they were like, no, you're 13, 14, 15, so you're going on tour with Aaron Carter.
Yeah! Oh, my God! We used to love Aaron
Did you have
Carter.
A crush on Aaron Carter?
I was the only girl in the group that did not. He's not my type.
Yeah. Okay. As we can tell.
A little more flavor. Yeah. We're with
like
you,
a
girl.
Little flavor. Yeah. Yes. But it was like, it was such a cool experience. Just being in a girl band taught me so much of just getting along with other girls and mm-hmm. girls' different, you know, dynamics and mood swings and personalities.
Oh,
I mean, especially at that age, you're going like to puberty.
Hormones and raging.
Man. And then also like being... You know, you're all singing, you're all dancing. It's like, okay, did you guys fight over who was the Beyonce of the group? Like, was there tension in the group?
You know what? In the very beginning, there was.
Okay.
But then I actually became kind of like the mediator.
I can see that.
And
yeah, me too.
Like, we all found a way to be sisters. And we really, by the end that last tour, we were sisters. Like, we were so close. Two of the girls in the group are still... two of my best friends.
I was
see them
just
all
gonna
love to hear that.
That's cool.
No, mm-hmm. it was an amazing experience. The mm-hmm. last show we did, and they were stadium shows, actually. They were like 20,000, 30,000 person shows because it was Aaron Carter. He was big at that time.
Of course.
You know? The last show, we literally couldn't keep it together the whole time. We were just sobbing and crying because we were like, oh my God, we're sisters. And we lived this experience together.
Of course.
And, like,
That's like incredible. You dream of these moments, you know?
Absolutely.
I love that.
And your parents were supportive of all this the whole time? And
well,
how'd that go?
my dad is very big on education. And it was it was a really, really hard struggle for him to let me homeschool for 2 years and go on tour.
Yeah. Did you guys have teachers on the road or were they?
You know what? We didn't.
Oh.
And it was not a good situation for some of the other girls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My my parents made me promise that I was like actually going to take it seriously right. and continue. And I did, but it wasn't a good situation for a couple of the other girls. There needs to be definitely big, especially as a mother now. I'm like, there needs to be better regulations.
Of course. No, they need guidance.
Like, somebody, you can't just take down. Kids out of school like
no.
that.
Yeah, no, no, yeah, no. So was it a hard transition coming back?
Going back, no. You know what was crazy? I craved regular high school, teenage life so much. So I went back to high school. I wanted to go back to high school for my senior year and get to experience that and like of go course. To prom and do all that stuff, graduation. So I actually really loved it. And I loved doing all of the normal high school things and like just being around other kids all the time, every day, you know, because
you're around adults.
Yeah.
Yeah. For 2 years.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I know.
And like, grown men that are disgusting.
Oh, Lord. Oh, I can't even imagine.
I'm sure you have.
Hashtag me too.
That's not good.
You were a child.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yes. Was it you? Somebody just posted that. They were like, stop calling them.
Yes, I saw
underage
that.
Underage women. They're called children.
Children, yes.
Yeah.
I saw
somebody
that
posted that.
I think it was a makeup artist.
Yeah.
Joanna Simkin. I think she posted that.
Okay. Yeah, it's going around.
I read that today.
I mean, it is absolutely 1,000% true.
Yeah. Yes. 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 Yes.
Yeah, no, that's really disturbing.
It's disturbing. Yeah. Beyond.
Yeah. So you went back to high school.
Went back to high school and then graduated. And one of my dreams was actually to go to UCLA because my dad went to UCLA. And just for me, that was like, you know, I had this thing with my dad and always just, you know, making him proud academically.
Daddy's girl.
And so it was a dream of mine to go to UCLA. And and when I got in, I couldn't believe it because I felt really behind with school from being out those 2 years, you know. So I studied my ass off to take the SATs and to just make the grades to get in. And I think what actually helped me get in was my essays, and I wrote about my group experience.
And smart.
So I went to UCLA for a year, and then I got the bug like too hard, and
because it doesn't leave
it doesn't
you.
It never leaves.
I know. I know.
Now, it doesn't leave.
I know.
So
it's your calling inside.
It's what you thrive off of. I know. It's like this passion that just like does not leave your soul at all.
Yeah.
I totally understand.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know.
So
you
what
do.
Did you study at UCLA?
At UCLA.
Yeah.
So I studied arts. I studied world arts and cultures.
Cool.
And psychology.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So I didn't graduate at that time. I left after a year and just gave music my all again.
Mm-hmm.
I got a solo recording deal with Warner Brothers Records at that time. And
how old were you?
I was 18. I was 18.
You're still baby.
Yeah.
Baby.
So you were in college and then got a deal at the same time?
Wow.
So that kind of probably amped you and you were like, okay, I got to leave here and focus on this. I got this deal.
Mm-hmm. At that time, especially, I was a very, very all or nothing person. I was just like, I needed to focus on that and give it my all. And I felt like, and I don't regret it. I think, you know, school you can't always come back to.
Right.
Sometimes with opportunities like that, like you got to run with them when
100%.
They're there. So I did that. And that experience wasn't the best. It wasn't the best.
But you learned shit, I'm sure.
I learned a lot. I do very, like, especially back then, I was very much like pop dance, and they didn't have a pop division, so they just kind of like threw me in to, they were like, well, you're definitely not rock. We don't have a pop division. We have this new urban department. We're going to put you in the urban division.
Of course.
Like, okay.
You're ethnic.
And did they tell you this after you signed?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
But and you're just like, yes, I'm going to take everything.
Course.
Yes, yes, yes.
Especially back then because we didn't have social media.
Right.
Yet.
So this was the shot.
Yeah. This was the shot. Yeah. And you really needed those gatekeepers to be on your side and to push buttons for you because, you know, I'm so grateful now for social media in that sense because you can really do almost everything on your own to an extent, you know, and you don't need those people and you don't need to do things that put that put you in compromising positions to get to where you want to be. So.
You could also voice your opinion and say things.
Yes.
Yeah. You could definitely speak your truth if you want to.
Yeah.
Yes.
On social media. The accessibility is like huge. Yeah.
It's a blessing and a curse. The accessibility is definitely a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
Because now everybody's a star.
Everybody's
a star.
That's true too.
Yeah.
That is 1,000% true.
That's true too. Okay. Yeah. So now So cut to social media comes around. Are you still doing music when you started your page and all that stuff?
So when I was still signed to Warner Brothers, I think all there was like MySpace and Facebook and Twitter, you know?
These were there the was no early,
Instagram
yet.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instagram
I'm
changed
really
the game.
I'm really aging myself right now.
No, we're on the same. You're the same as us. So
we are hot 30s.
You and I are born the same year.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. So okay. I know.
I'm so I'm good. The old lady in the room.
Stop.
Okay.
Oh, my God. By like a year.
Okay. I can't.
After a certain age, you're all the same age. You know, it's just kind of like.
Yeah. 30 plus.
Yeah.
It's just like a 30 plus.
Yeah. But 30s are amazing.
I'm going to say that.
Like 30s are absolutely amazing. I would not
go I would backwards. Not go back either.
No,
I was just going to say that.
Can we live in the 30s?
Yeah, let's stay here. Freeze? That's how I. Like, stay here.
Yeah. All of it.
All of it.
Right here. Yeah. It's all good right here.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm into it. So when did you meet your husband?
Okay, so after the Warner Brothers stint. Mm-hmm. Stint.
Sure, I don't even know.
After my time stint. There. So my best friend and I, my best friend had just finished film school and moved back from New York, and we started our own production company.
Oh.
I remember we spoke about this. Yes. I think when I met you, we were like full-blown in the process of our production company. At that time, like, we were just creating all this content. She had all the resources to create beautiful, like, cinematic content, but we didn't know how to get it out, you know? Mm. I wasn't really using social media yet at that
time. This is pre-Instagram, or was
Instagram?
This
is Instagram, like, was alive, starting. But it was, like, probably year one, one and a half, you know?
Right.
It was really early stages.
It had, like, 5 filters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone was still using all the filters.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Right. Do people use the filters still? I like never use those filters.
I'll use other apps.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not
to filter.
Yeah.
Those always like look like
generic.
Yeah.
I know. Uh-huh. I know. Man, we're really bashing.
I'm like, going in today.
I love Instagram. Let's just put that out there. Instagram, we love you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
No, but so we started this production company, didn't know how to get our content out there. At the time we were just like shooting music videos for friends and stuff, just trying to do something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we put an ad out for a marketing person, and he answered it. He had just moved over from Miami. Yeah, he ran the social media marketing division at a record label over there.
Uh-huh.
So he had some background in it. And
you're like, and he's hot? Let's hire him.
Literally.
He's right there.
She's like, hired.
She didn't even read his resume. She's like,
hired.
No, and he has this smile. Like, aww. This smile. And we sat across the table just like this.
Aww.
And I was just sitting there interviewing him, and I could not stop smiling. I was cheesing so
That's
hard.
So adorable.
Yeah, so we tried to keep it professional for like a year. Yeah.
Oh, that's long. That's pretty long.
Yeah.
And then
it got nasty.
And then it got nasty.
Was it like accidentally nasty, or was it like,
yeah, like how did this
like
start?
In the office, or we want to know.
Well, so. At that time, too, I had just started, like, blogging, and I needed somebody to take photos, and I convinced him to be my photographer, and then I went on tour with Danity Kane.
I remember this.
Yes.
Okay.
Went on tour with Danity Kane and needed somebody to, like, run sound and take photos
you knew
and
what
do
you were
all
doing,
the things.
Girl.
And I was like, oh, he literally does all those things.
Mm-hmm.
He comes from a music background, too. He can also, like, play the piano. And he would like play, and I would sing acoustic. So
yeah,
I was just like, I need you on
that.
Tour.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah.
So it happened awesome. On tour.
So it happened in China.
Oh.
We went on tour in China.
When in China.
When in China.
Get near my vagina.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. Foreign country. Things got sketchy in China. We actually ended up having to escape and like call the consulate.
What?
Yeah,
but it made it really, like, really sexy.
So
right?
I think that's what it was.
So
we're like, oh my gosh, we might be detained tomorrow.
Wow, you better get it in.
Let's make this happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Literally.
So good. I love this.
This is a great story.
And then that night, you know, we like, we didn't even do anything. We like held hands in bed.
In bed.
But nothing happened. But then the next day at the airport, he was like, I'm so sorry. I really crossed the line. I was like, look, I'm in love with you. Should we get married? I was so forward.
Jesse, what is your sign?
I'm a Leo.
Okay.
Got it. Yeah. Assertive.
Yes.
Love it.
Yeah. You know what you want.
Yeah. I just, when I do know what I want.
Yeah.
It's like tunnel vision.
Right. Totally.
And I definitely always felt that way about him. Aquarius.
Ah.
Whoa.
Oh, what does that mean?
We just know of a combo like that.
We do. We know of this combo. Yeah.
Are they spicy?
They can be.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's Aquarians are tricky. They're tricky. Close your ears, husband.
Wait, did I get
looking at us?
Wait, February 12th, that's Aquarius, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like,
they're just emotional. Right. They have a lot. It's a lot. But not to say that he's this way. We don't know. This is just what
he's rising
something. Are you keeping something from me?
My ex was Aquarius too.
Oh.
And he was a roller coaster. It was a lot. And I'm an Aries, so I'm fire sign.
Interesting.
Which is Leo is a fire sign.
Yeah.
So it was just I see that either it's great or it's not. It's just like one or the
like
other.
The
there's
best
no
or no.
Yeah, there's no like middle.
I see that.
So it's you got just, the you,
yeah, you
got the
good one.
Mm-hmm.
It's working.
Yeah. It's apparently
it's working.
Yeah.
No, he's actually so even keel and such a rock and even tempered. Mm-hmm. And you know what? He really unlike I think most men and really unlike any other guy I've ever been with, he really stops and thinks about what he's going to say before he says it.
I love that.
And
that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. It is a beautiful thing. Yes. And it's taught me to be much more that way, which is I think how we can work together all day long and still be
that
married
was my,
all night
That was
long.
Actually one of my questions.
Yeah.
How is it working with your husband? Because I've, you know, I've dabbled in and out of that.
Yeah.
And we actually, him and I work great together.
Yeah.
You know, we have the same work ethic. We're very driven. It just kind of works. But I also do know after being around each other for a really long period of time.
You need a little break?
Yes, I need a little break.
Hey.
I need to go to the spa and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Refresh, reset.
Yeah. So how is that working with him all the time?
It's honestly, it really works for us. And I would love to be like, well, we have these blowout fights and makeup sex, but like I don't know. I think because you know what it is? We worked together professionally for like a year and a half before we even started a relationship.
So that set the tone.
Yeah.
That really set the tone. Also a little thing I left out was
sounds good already.
I was in a relationship before and he watched it all go down and watched the fire and knew exactly how I operated, and we were actually each other's best friends and told each other everything. So he knew all my triggers.
Right.
I used to set him up with all my friends.
What?
I know.
Are those friends still around?
Friends anymore. Not because of me. I would be friends with them still, actually.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But
okay.
I get, you know, they loved, they missed out and they were pissed about it, I guess.
Okay.
I mean,
you know. I don't blame them.
You had a great guy and you were tossing him around everybody else, not
look,
saving him for yourself.
Because I was in a relationship.
Oh, got it. This is when you were in a
this
relationship.
This is when I was still in a relationship.
But that just proves if it's meant to be, it is meant to be.
Absolutely.
Right? Look what happened.
Yes.
And now you have an amazing baby girl.
Oh my God.
She is next level.
She is next level.
Oh my. Just
she really is. I don't even goo goo gaga over people's kids.
No, you know.
No, we said.
Trust me.
Literally, her and I will send, like,
oh, your videos, your stories.
To each other.
Yeah.
And like, can you believe this? Like,
a lot
this
of,
kid is just so perfect.
No, she's incredible.
She's her whole own thing. She's heaven on a stick. Like, she is. She really, really is. And she has changed our whole world.
Aww.
And honestly, I mean, I've always loved kids, but I was never the type of person. I wasn't even the type of person that was like, oh my God, here's my wedding and I have it all planned and this
right.
and that. And like,
I would think you would be.
I actually wasn't. I always knew that I would have, I always knew that I wanted to be married and have kids eventually, but I wasn't that person.
Right.
And I am now.
Yeah. Well, because you got something great.
Because she changed me and I'm such a little gummy bear now. And She is heaven. She's
that's
heaven.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's really encouraging to hear that. Because you know, neither Nadia and I have kids. We have fur babies. Those are not the same. We understand that. But we don't have kids yet. And I know personally, I don't know how I would be balancing. I'm afraid to balance career, my relationship.
Yeah.
And then putting a kid
right.
into the mix.
Yes, is intimidating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so much to balance. And I just know when that time comes, I'm going to have to make a huge shift.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. How was that shift for you?
Yeah.
I'm really curious. Like, I'm taking mental notes.
Yeah.
Before
I don't want to. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to be scared like I am.
Yeah.
Because I know I eventually do want children.
You do.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the best. It's the best. Yeah. So I wasn't ready for it. Mm-hmm. I actually, you know, she was a surprise.
Mm-hmm. I remember when we ran into Jessie at Kim's makeup launch party.
Oh, and I was 3 months pregnant.
The first thing
like
she
5
says,
months pregnant.
Right. Yeah. I don't even think you said hi. I think you were like, I'm pregnant, guys.
I did. I was, because I was so excited and
it's
I didn't
so
expect
cute.
To feel that way.
Yeah.
I was, because I had, my little plan was to wait, you know, like really go hard on career, do all the things that I wanted to do and hit all the goals I wanted to hit. Mm-hmm. And then I thought like, okay, maybe like 35 is like a good age.
Right, right.
You know, and that's what I had planned on. But like life and mm-hmm. all the ways had different plans.
Right.
And I'm so thankful for that because I don't think I'm the type of person that ever, I don't think I'll ever be like, okay, I've hit all my marks, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So I'm actually very happy that we were just surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnancy was lovely, surprisingly. Oh. My mom warned me that it was going to be horrible because she was literally vomiting the whole time, the whole 9 months, all three pregnancies.
You got lucky.
I did. A lot of that, I think, has to do with your mental disposition, though, too.
Mm-hmm.
I made a very, very cognizant effort to just stay positive. Also, mm-hmm. G treated me like a queen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
He was how so I good. Should be.
He yep. was so good.
Take
like
notes,
foot
man.
Massages, pink berry, middle of the night, all
oh.
the things.
I
like,
mean, you're making a human.
You
so.
Deserve
you,
yeah, everything.
The world.
You,
all, yeah.
you
the
really
world.
Do.
Yeah.
You really do.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to deliver the human.
And then you have to deliver the human.
And raise it.
And raise it.
Yeah.
So this is something that I think we need to talk about a lot more because even though I'm telling you she is heaven and she is,
mm-hmm.
that shift, especially when you are, I don't want to say a selfish person, but when you're used to just, you know, having yourself and your own goals mm-hmm. and your own needs
yeah.
to
yeah,
take care of, you don't realize what a huge shift it is
mm-hmm.
to basically give your life
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
someone else.
Yeah.
It's not just yours anymore.
No.
And your needs are not the most important anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That shift is huge.
Mm-hmm.
I remember bringing her home from the hospital and the first night having her there sobbing, crying because it just hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, oh, gee, and I can't stay up all night anymore mm-hmm. binge watching
yeah.
Netflix or
yeah.
having sex till 5 a.m.
right.
because we can't sleep in anymore
yeah.
until noon.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have to get up with her whenever she wants to get up.
Right.
That
it's a
is
a sacrifice. Yeah.
Even just that little thing alone. Yeah.
yeah.
It's a sacrifice.
Yeah.
And just learning to be a parent
mm-hmm.
and trying to still work and like, you know, be on social media and stuff. That is a really big juggle and struggle. And I think like the second time around, I'm not going to try to do that. I'm going to be like, hey guys, taking a legitimate break here
mm-hmm.
because that was not healthy.
You owe that to yourself.
You
yeah.
really
you
owe
that
to yourself and
your
to your
husband.
Child.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Your child. Yeah.
yeah.
For sure.
So you didn't stop doing any
I didn't
of the
stop
stuff
for
yeah.
a second.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally not even one day.
How did
on
you
Instagram.
Balance that all?
I don't know. I just did. I don't know. We just did.
Is it
he
one of
I,
those situations where you just like, you don't think about it. You
just
do.
Don't think about it. You just do.
Okay. See, I can see myself doing that because I am that person.
Yeah.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can see myself being like, okay, I had the baby. All right. So what's next? Like, I'm that person.
Totally.
You know, and then I'm another part of me is like, I'm very nurturing, so I would wholeheartedly give my all to this, you know, to my baby. And like,
yeah.
it's, I know I'm going to have to find that balance. So
yeah.
It's
it
a
is,
lot.
It is. It's yeah. a balance that you have to find, and it's a balance that, I'm still trying to find, you know,
right.
we
do you ever find it?
I don't know. I don't think you ever
I don't think
completely
so.
find it.
Right.
I really don't.
Yeah.
Because I talk about it a ton and I try to practice it every day, but every day is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And there are just variables that
yeah.
just will throw you off. You know, like
completely.
Today I'm like trying to work and trying to get ready to shoot and then trying to get here. And like, she doesn't want to eat. So I have to like stop and like play games with her while she's eating and like do the airplane and, you know, sing songs with her. And, and you can't be frustrated and feel like you're throwing off our schedule because
there's patience. It teaches you so much patience.
Patience. It teaches you to slow down, which is something I've actually very much appreciated because it helps mentally so much. I think especially when you're so like career and goal driven, that can be so, I don't want to say like harmful, but it can just really consume you and eat you alive. And having a child, even though it's hard and I literally haven't been, I've been sleep deprived for 2 years. It's still
sounds great. I'm excited. Let me tell you something.
It also gives you this overall just peace and fulfillment and like you literally get that feeling of like, oh, like this is what life is for.
Right.
Like this
it overshadows it, all that other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
You really have that sense of completion.
Right.
You know?
Right. Mm-hmm. They say too that like your body, like women's body, like and our memory, that we forget the pain of childbirth and all stuff so
That's
that we can do it again.
That's very true. Because after I gave birth, he and I both were like, oh, I don't know if we could do that again. Like,
really? So did you let him see everything?
I made him stay by my face.
That's what I'm going to do.
No, that's what I'm going to do.
By your face. But up here.
Did he want to see?
I mean, so we actually put a mirror down there. So we could, like, look through
the
mirror.
You could see, too.
I could see, too, which was great because it actually motivates you to push harder.
Yeah.
And, like, you see, I saw her hair and her head peeking out. And then you're like, yeah, let's go. Let's do this,
that's
you know?
Crazy.
So that is really cool, actually, to see. I didn't want anyone else in the room. And my parents were very offended that I didn't want them in the room. But I wouldn't change that.
Yeah,
second time around, I still don't want them in the room.
Yeah, no. It's too much.
It's too much.
Yeah.
All that energy.
Yeah.
And
you're trying to, like, push a kid out. And
your vagina's
like, yeah.
It's just. Yes.
No,
yes. And you know what? That even needs to be talked about. Like, just the fact, like, that you're so vulnerable like that and your vagina's out and, like, whole groups of people are just, like, walking in the room, like, looking at your vagina.
You're ripping everywhere.
Literally.
Like, wide open.
It's honestly, I talk about this a lot with my mom friends because it is traumatic. And I'm not trying to scare you, but I just think that it is something, especially because my Instagram is fairly peachy. Like, you're like, oh, look how easy, like, she's running around on the beach with her daughter. But, like, these things do need to be talked about because I never want to give moms this false sense of what it really is.
Right.
Yeah, you know? But, I mean, you recently posted about your postpartum depression.
Yeah.
And that, so many women experience that.
So many.
And it was a beautiful
to some
thing
degree.
That you, you know, you brought that up.
Yeah.
Well, we had that, you wrote the facts here. It was that 13% of new moms experience postpartum depression and up to 50% of women experience it during their pregnancy.
Yes.
Which is so, like, it sucks because it's so detrimental to the baby, but you can't. What is the solution to that? You can't, like, then you get more depressed because you're like, oh my God, I'm depressed. I'm affecting my child. And then it's just a vicious cycle.
Yeah. I think, honestly, ask for help.
Yeah.
Talk about it. Lean on each other. Talk about it with other women.
Yeah.
Because I think if we just did do that more, it wouldn't be such a vicious cycle.
Right.
And it wouldn't be this thing to be, like, ashamed of and to feel dark and alone about.
Exactly.
So is it a taboo thing to talk about while you're pregnant?
I have never really heard of anyone talking about it while they were pregnant.
That's interesting.
Including all of my mom friends. While they were pregnant.
Right.
I think, too, do you think that sometimes people have or women have a hard time differentiating and knowing, like, how do you even know that you're suffering from postpartum or depression during?
Totally.
Like, how do you know?
No, you don't. I didn't know.
You didn't
know? I didn't know or recognize it. Mm-hmm. At all until much later, probably a year later.
Wow.
So what was it?
And it,
like, what triggered it where you were like, this is what I have, this is what I'm dealing with?
I think, well, for me, it was like a couple months in, and I had planned this. I really wanted to do something nice for G because it was his birthday, and it was a couple months after having the baby, and we had been really stressed out and really drained and really kind of like at a, I don't want to say at a low point because it was so amazing also. Like, we loved our baby
You're
so
stressed.
Much. But we were tired.
Yeah,
like,
tired.
Exhausted beyond I could ever imagine, you know?
Right.
So I really wanted to do something nice. So I surprised him by, like, flying out his siblings and best friends. And I really had, like, this big idea in my head of, like, a comeback. And, oh, we're going to all go out and, like, get crazy. It's going to be, like, old times. It's going to be, like, last year when we were in the reggae club and we were all feeling it, you know? Like, I had this big idea in my head. And because it didn't come to fruition that way, I, like, snapped. And got really crazy.
Wow.
And, like, lost it. And it just
like
wasn't
within
like
yourself
myself at all.
Or publicly?
No. Like, not publicly, but with him.
With him.
Like,
got
alone
it.
In our room. Mm-hmm. I big time snapped. Mm-hmm. And we are just not like that. Like,
right.
That's mm-hmm. not our dynamic. And I remember him, like, the look in his face. And I was holding the baby.
Aww.
And I remember him just, like, taking the baby from me mm-hmm. and being like, okay. You know?
Need a
and
moment.
That, for me, like, just that moment made me realize, like, oh, God.
Something's mm-hmm. happening.
Something's happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I need to slow down and treat myself right.
Right. Know? So how do you overcome that?
Asking for help.
Right.
Yeah. Asking for help wherever you can get it. Don't be ashamed to ask your friends to mm-hmm. come watch your baby while you take a shower and blow out your hair.
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm.
little things like that
right.
that just make you feel like yourself and make you feel good again
mm-hmm.
can help so, so much.
Because the mommy guilt is a real thing.
It's such a real thing.
Yeah.
It
mm-hmm.
is such a real thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Does this scare you?
To do it again?
Yes.
No.
Good.
Because you really do get that thing where you're like, oh, you fall so in love with your child.
Right.
That you're like,
I got to do this again.
I'll go through anything.
Doesn't
I'll
matter.
I'll go through anything to make this happen again because
yeah.
I am so in love with my child. Yeah. I
love that.
Yeah. But to each his own. Everyone is a different case, you know, and some cases are a lot worse than others too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't seek medical help, but that is something that people shouldn't take lightly either and not
Absolutely.
Feel ashamed about.
So you just learned to kind of take it a little slower, take a deep breath, ask your friends for help, get a little more you time in, just these little things that eventually added up to, like, you feeling like yourself again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We also, I'm not ashamed at all, around month 5 or 6, we hired a part-time nanny.
Yeah.
And I know, but this was a thing for me. I was
like,
I don't want a nanny raising my kid.
Yeah.
Like, that's my kid. I'm not going to just be one of those people that passes my kid off to a nanny.
Mm-hmm.
No shame.
Yeah.
Our nanny's amazing.
Yeah.
My daughter is bilingual.
Oh, that's so dope.
Because of her and my husband. Yeah.
How do you find a good nanny, first of all?
Oh, we found her on Sitter City, sittercity.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's cool because it's kind of like online dating. Like, you meet a bunch of them first, and you, like,
interview
back and forth before you even interview in person.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes me feel way better now.
Because
I'm always like, how do you know who to leave your kid with?
Right.
Like, it's so scary.
No, it is. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Was she, like, the first one you picked and you were like, this is it? Or did you go through other?
We interviewed a few others, but she was the one. Yeah, and she's been the one ever since. We love her so much, and she's, I mean, for me too, she's got her own kids that are grown up, and they're such lovely people. It just gives me so much confidence in
that's really dope.
My daughter's spending so much time with her, and she's been so great for us too. You know, I listen to her because she's done it before, and she's like, you know, she's at this stage of her development. She needs this and this and this kind of toy, and she needs to be doing this now. And that's helped me so much because I'm first timer at this.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
Yeah.
So with all of that said,
yeah.
Do you believe that women can have it all and do it all?
So, yes, I do believe that you can have and do it all. But don't have unrealistic expectations of that it's all going to be peachy. You're going to have your really, really down days. You're going to probably face that mommy guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Your career may not look exactly as, you know, like I used to stress, I still do, about my Instagram feed and all the colors being in sync.
Which is perfect, by the way.
I know. It's like the ideal, like, prototype of, like, the perfect Instagram.
Oh, my God. You've got that down, girl.
Yeah,
don't stress
so
about that.
Good.
But
it's
these
so
are,
good.
Like, things, you know. Yeah. And you just have to let things go sometimes and be okay with it. You have to tell yourself. And again, like, G is so good about this. And he's like, it's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Take a breath. You don't need to be so, like, try to be perfect all the time.
It's like, does it matter
realistic.
In the long scheme
no.
of things?
No.
Yeah.
Nobody's
yeah.
going to scroll back and be like, oh, her greens were really on point on her Instagram feed during this vacation. Like, right. No one cares.
We're human.
Yeah.
You know, we got to give ourselves the grace to be like, we're going to make mistakes and not everything in our world and is going to be perfectly balanced at all times.
It's not. And it never, not... ever is.
Exactly.
I strive for that balance all the time and I'm cognizant of it at all times, but mm-hmm. it's never, no. ever balanced.
Right.
There's always something suffering, whether exactly. it's, oh, for the past 3 days, I haven't gotten to spend enough time with Ale because I've been so focused on this project coming up. Or, you know, I've really let things go with music and dancing that makes me happy because I've been wanting to be so focused in on family life and mommy time, you know?
Yeah.
Or, oh, G and I haven't gone out on a date night in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And...
We'll watch your
you
kid.
Know, so
we got her, girl. We'll watch her. You want to go
Auntie
out?
Auntie time? Hey.
Hey. We could practice.
And glamour.
Oh, my God. She is so... She goes, Mommy.
I'm really being serious.
No. She loves glam so much. She will die. She literally sees my makeup can. She goes, Mommy, makeup?
Makeup?
She says, makeup. Yeah.
How
cute. And so I let her wear like a little clear lip gloss.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cute.
Wait till she gets into your good shit and it's everywhere.
You're gonna be like,
has she done that yet?
I haven't
let her do that
yet. No, it's not about letting her.
She hasn't done it yet. Okay. She hasn't done it yet.
I feel like there's always that story where they're just like the eyeshadow palette's just bashed
that's
in.
Going, that like, is definitely
your lipsticks
going down.
Are like chopped in half. Yeah,
I would 100% that.
That's going please down. Post it, okay?
Yeah, you have to.
Yes, please.
I will. I will. No, that's going down for sure. She's right there. Actually, just this morning, she was in my closet where I have all my makeup drawers, and she was definitely going through them. I caught her in
the beginning. Go,
but
yeah.
it's any day now.
Yeah. Oh, girls are so fun.
So fun.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love having a daughter.
And up next, we have Ladies Like You.
So Nas. I just bought a bunch of amazing Spanx on Amazon.
Ooh, tummy control.
You know how I love those.
Hey, I'm with it.
But thanks to Honey, I saved so much money.
Oh, yes, girl. Honey's a free browser add-on that finds you the best deals online. The app magically auto-applies the best deals to my cart at checkout. Honey finds discounts and coupons across 37,000 sites.
Damn.
Like Amazon, Sephora, Best Buy, Nordstrom, the list goes on and on.
Mm-hmm. Honey has saved its 10 million members an average of $28.61.
Woo.
Honey members have already saved more than $800 million. That is a lot of money. Not bad for something that's completely free and takes just 2 clicks to install.
Look, there's really no reason not to use Honey. It's free to use and easy to install on your computer. It just takes 2 clicks. So shop with confidence. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/ladies. That's joinhoney.com/ladies. Honey, the smart shopping assistant that saves you time and money when you're shopping online.
Boom. Okay, guys, we are back, and now we're going to do the segment that I'm sure you guys love the most. This is Ladies Like You. And we are going to answer a few questions so you can help us with this, Jesse. This will be good.
Let's go.
So, at Claudine with 3 U's.
Claudine.
She's fancy.
Yes. Extra.
She asks, how do you realign when your life seems out of balance? Mm.
Oh.
Realigning.
Realigning.
How do we do this?
Realigning. Personally, I write things down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a list girl.
Yeah, I'm a list girl
so
too.
So I start with, okay, what is going to help me get to this place where I feel like myself again?
Right. Mm-hmm.
What is that going to require?
Right.
So I write down what I need to do and then I put it into action.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually start with the gym.
Right.
That's my therapy. That is something that's clears my mind and gets me back focused. Mm-hmm. And you know, when your mind's good and your body's good, like, it really sets the tone.
It really
absolutely.
Does.
It absolutely sets the tone. So, I mean, that's what I personally do.
Yeah, I always notice when I stop working out, I feel like complete shit.
Yes.
And everything is like a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm crying to my boyfriend. I'm like, I don't know what's wrong. I'm just so depressed. And he's like, well, when's the last time you worked out?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, 3 weeks ago.
He's like, go to the gym now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I worked out this morning finally. Well, I started again this week.
Good.
It's another victory for me.
But
we got to start somewhere. Yeah. You have to start somewhere. Yeah. The hardest part, remember, especially with working out, is starting.
Yeah.
Once absolutely. You get started and you like have the discipline and you have this routine, even if it's for 30 minutes a day, doesn't even matter. Something's better than nothing. Mm-hmm. Just start.
And then you just crave it.
Yeah,
and that just becomes part of your routine.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to keep it going. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm exactly the same, too. Yeah. The working out, that's where it begins.
Right.
Yeah. Or just doing the balance. Doing something personal that makes you feel like the most yourself.
Right.
It's absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think, too, like just taking note of like, okay, what is out of whack in my life right now? Like, what is it like? I haven't seen my friends in 3 months.
Right.
Like, let me schedule a dinner date with my girls. And like,
that's
going
to make me feel like myself.
Yeah. Like, just take a note of like, okay, where's your career at? Where's your family life at? Just analyze that. And to, you know, be kind on yourself.
Yeah.
Because like we said, there's never going to be a complete balance.
No.
But just take that mental note and then go from there and just be like, let me just. You know, even like the hang sesh with the girls is such a big one.
Good.
Yeah. It like rejuvenates you.
It's so good. Appreciate your girlfriends.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Good girlfriends are hard to find.
Yep. And we're all going through usually similar shit.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We can talk about it.
And even if you're not, it's, you know, you're teaching each other new things, right? You know, you pay attention to what your friends are going through because. Mm-hmm. You know, they might not always say it either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's really important to pay attention to those triggers.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, because a lot of people suffer in silence and it's really important to be there for your friends.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay. Now, at Loved Latina. Mm-hmm. It's a good one. She goes, okay, as a Latina from Mexican descent, I've been shamed for pursuing a career, going to college, purchasing my own home, and was told what man would want me. That I didn't.
I know, that's weird.
Hold on. That I didn't leave anything for him to offer. I don't know if I'm single because I'm intimidating or I'm single because I'm because I refuse to settle for machismo, which is like, you know,
what, uber masculine.
My question is, why is it such a blow to a man's ego for a woman to be able to provide for herself?
First of all, this is mind blowing. Girl, what you're doing and what you have achieved, Loved Latina, you go, girl.
Yes.
Like, that is amazing.
You should never, ever have to apologize.
No, you never apologize for your achievements and what you love doing, ever.
I think the part that is not mind-blowing to me is it's a cultural thing.
Absolutely.
And it's a very backwards way of thinking. And
it's old school.
Yeah, it's old school. And like a lot of our parents, like you said, with your dad and the education, they have these strict set of guidelines that they were taught that it's like, this is how your life should go. And if it strays outside of that, you're not like, you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just not how things are anymore.
No.
It's a different world. It's modern times.
New day, new age.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
new rules.
It gets tricky when it's your family, though, because it's, you know, when you're family oriented, your family's opinion matters to you.
Yeah. 1,000.
Yes. Yeah. And it's just you have to really just know that, like, of course, what they're saying to you in their way is positive to them. Mm-hmm. So know that they're not trying to attack you. They're not trying to like be like, you know, you're
putting you down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a failure.
This is just how they think.
Yeah.
And once you know that and know that this is your time now, don't look back. Keep moving forward.
Absolutely.
You have to keep pursuing what you want, what feeds your soul, what feels good to you.
Yeah.
And there is a man out there that can handle that.
Absolutely. Yes. And you know, also going back to that, like, let's say you are with a man who is uber masculine. It's about, and you're super successful. It's about finding that balance that still makes him feel like a man.
Right.
You know,
giving
him certain things that make him feel important in your life.
Don't demasculate
him. Don't demasculate him. Let him do things for you.
Totally.
Let him pay for certain things. Let him take you on a surprise date. Don't always be in control.
Right.
You have to let a man feel like a man.
Absolutely.
You know, find that balance but stay strong. Stay yourself, of course.
Yeah.
But really, you know, you gotta know who you're with and what works for them. You know? So it could all work out if you want it to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you're and your man, he had his own thing going too. Like, he wasn't intimidated by what you had going
on.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he had his own thing also, but like we just don't have set egos or set roles in the house. Like,
right.
Neither of us are too big to do any certain task.
Right.
Neither of us, you know.
You're equals.
We really, really, really are equals in parenting, in marriage, in the chores, you know, and that helps so much. But
I think
he's the first person I've been with that wasn't like... Like our friend here.
Machismo.
Like our friend.
Yeah, which, you know, and he's Latin too.
Yeah.
So it's like,
it could have been that way.
And he comes from a traditional, very traditional family and household too. So it could have been that way. But he, he's so good about it.
Yeah.
But I do let him feel like a man where it counts.
Yeah,
exactly. It's you where it counts.
Yes. That, it's too important. That element is
very important.
It helps balance your relationship for sure.
Yeah. Yes.
Because you know you can do it all. We're women. We can do it all.
Yeah. But sometimes you just got to sit back and let them take the reins.
Yes.
You know?
And that feels really good sometimes too.
Yes. Yes.
Ladies. Like we shouldn't have to feel ashamed or like we're not woman power all the time because of that.
Yeah, exactly.
No. Yeah. You know, we can always guide. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yes. And help.
Yes.
Yep. But you got to let them feel like a man.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Jesse, what's next for you? What are you working on? Are we getting back to music?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Like, little by little, I'm climbing back into music, into dancing, which feed my soul so much. So, I've got a few new songs in the works.
Yay!
Can't wait to hear.
I know. And then I'm working also on a baby brand.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, well,
that's right up your alley. Yeah. Yes. That's perfect for you. I love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you so, so much for being here today.
You're amazing. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Yeah. This is so, so exciting. Fun.
And thank you for being so open about your postpartum and just everything that you've gone through, because it's important. That,
it is.
You know,
no, a lot of women are going to connect. You've inspired so many, and you're going to keep inspiring, and we love you for that.
See? She looks perfect, but she's not.
Nobody is.
Nobody is.
No.
And before we go, guys, we just want to take a minute to thank all of our amazing sponsors. If you want to learn more about them, be sure to check out the show notes for this episode. Also, guys, if you want to stay in tune with our lives, go ahead and follow at Jesse Malay, at Nazanin Mandy, at Nadia Moham _ Beauty, and of course, at the Ladies Like Us podcast. And... Oh,
we already taped it.
Oh, got it. Okay. We're not doing that anymore. And that is all, folks.
And that's it. We're out.
And always remember,
you can sit with us.
Thanks for listening to Ladies Like Us from the Lady Gang and Podcast One. Be sure to download new episodes every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts or on the Podcast One app. And remember, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.